everybody. It's Ophira Eisenberg, and this is your moment in puzzle history. Did you know that December marks the 100th anniversary of the very first published crossword puzzle? We love crossword puzzles here at Ask Me Another. We've even had their patron saint, Will Shortz, editor of the New York Times Crossword, on our show. And so to celebrate this crossword centennial, enjoy this game in which Will Shortz took on our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, in an intense anagram showdown. It's led by puzzle guru and crossword connoisseur Greg Pliska.
Well, we realized that we obviously couldn't just pitch you up against just any run-of-the-mill contestant because you're Will Shortz. So we really thought about it, and we decided for your opponent to bring on our very own puzzle guru, Mr. John Chinesky. Puzzle master, puzzle grasshopper.
Hi, Will.
Hi, John.
So, John, you work on the show, so I have to ask you to do this. I need you to swear on a Rubik's Cube. Please put your right hand on it. Do you swear that you have never seen any of the answers or questions in the next quiz that you will be playing against Will Shortz?
Yes, I swear by this Rubik's Cube I have never seen any of the questions or answers in this upcoming quiz.
All right. Let's bring back Greg Pliska, our puzzle guy. Greg, what are we subjecting Will and John to today?
Well, John and Will, this game is called Aging Gopher Maracas. Or to put it another way, geographic anagrams.
Oh.
Just move the
everyone's favorite. Geographic anagrams. Wait a second. We're combining everyone's fear of geography with anxiety-inducing anagrams? I can't wait.
So here's how it works. We're going to give you the names of various U.S. cities and ask you to anagram them based upon the clue we provide. For example, if we said what Vice President Gore announced in Lima, that being Lima, Ohio, of course, you would answer, I'm Al, which is an anagram of Lima, L-I-M-A.
Nice.
That sounds impossible, basically.
But we'll start easy with one-word answers, and we'll work our way up. At stake is nothing except total puzzle bragging rights forever and ever. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes. All right, here we go. Tallies the votes in Tucson. Will.
Counts.
Very good.
Yeah.
Next one. Rescues sunken cargo in Las Vegas. Will.
Salvages.
Yes.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
I don't know, okay.
I can barely do it, and I have the answers in front of me. What a San Diego doctor might... John?
Diagnose.
Diagnose. Here's your next one. Macbeth and Macduff in Athens.
Thanes.
John, Thanes is correct.
All right, clearly this is too easy for them. They're not even working hard.
There's no sweat. There's no pain.
No, we gotta increase it. Let's make them sweat.
We're making them sweat. From now on, we're looking for two-word answers. In Columbus, it's a private gathering place for large Japanese wrestlers. John.
Would that be a sumo club?
It would be a sumo club.
Wow.
All right. The bovines in Phoenix, who know all the coolest restaurants and the newest bands, are called what? John.
Are they hip oxen?
They are hip oxen. I guess we should have made it hard, shouldn't we?
I know. Yeah. These next one are 17 words.
This is a new psychological condition in Anchorage, where people become infuriated after eating too many Mexican appetizers.
Okay, A.
Ironically, you only have to move one letter to get this answer.
Whoa.
Is it ranch rage? No.
No.
No, I'm out.
Will?
Some kind of anger. Don't know, though.
Okay. Audience.
Nacho Rage.
Nacho Rage. Nacho Rage is correct. I love a whole audience of people, though, yelling Nacho Rage. There is something about that.
All right, Will and John, here's another one. In Nashville, these are what fancy Italianate farms have instead of chicken coops. I think that's Will.
Does it be villa hens? Hen villas?
Hen villas yeah. is correct.
Well, it looks like by just a hair, our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, won this round of geographical anagrams. Well done, John. Will,
I can't thank you enough,
and I'd like to give you this Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Thank you.
Fantastic competitor and a wonderful guest on our show. John, I give you one of these, but you have one. John Chinesky. And we have another treat for you, too. Head to NPR.org and try your hand at a custom crossword puzzle we made just for this occasion. Tweet us your best time. Good luck. Ready for part of game. Learn how to drop the game. Who's going to win the race? Why is it taking place? Physically, you're on the run. Mentally, applaud the fun. Turn around and look at you. Guess where I'm at.